It's the Rise FM Drive with Zuki and Lily. So we're asking you the question over our social media platforms at Rise FM 943. Have you ever called, in the case of an emergency, called the number 10111? And how would you rate your assistance that you received in that point? Let us know and we'll share your views on the show. So joining us on the line is Kavisha Pillay, who is Head of Stakeholder and Campaigns at Veza, which is an online tool. Sabona Kavisha, welcome to the Rise FM Drive. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. So we're looking at Veza. We even went onto the online platform itself. We know that our South Africans should rate police stations according to the level of service they receive, right? And I've noted that also you are allowing people who've received good service and speedy response from police officers to also note that as well. What I'm interested in finding out is how many of these are you getting from the online platform? Are people actually going onto the platform?
Sure. So this platform is fairly new. Corruption Watch developed this platform when we launched it on the 17th of Feb. So It's not even a month yet. It's been 3 weeks since the launch. And since then, we've had about 5,000 users who've accessed the site.
Nice.
Now, there's a few things that you can do on the site, and you've mentioned a few of them. So the first thing is that you can actually report incidences of police corruption and misconduct. And what happens is that you can locate it to the exact pinpoint where it happened. So if it was in a sort of busy street in somewhere in Nelspruit, for example, you can say that a police officer asked me for a bribe here. The next thing then is you'll be able to access these sort of hotspots. You can see where in province are most bribes being asked. And this is then a form of intelligence. It helps law enforcement agencies, media, and so on to see where are the sort of most prominent areas are bribed. The third thing is you can access all of the information about your specific police station. So where is it located? Who is your station commander? What are the resources? How many vehicles does it have, etc.? And this is really important to just see, is your police station properly resourced in terms of where you're living, in terms of the criminal problems you're facing, is that adequate enough to deal with the problems in specific communities? Then the fourth thing is you can access information about your rights. So if a police officer asks you for a bribe, this is what you should do. If a police officer abused their power, this is where you should go, etc. You can also rate your police station. This is what you're talking about. So, what was their level of communication, their feedback, their response time, their assistance? And this is important for us to identify which are the best performing police stations, say, for example, in a certain province versus which are the worst. And then the last thing would be you can nominate an officer, an ethical officer, based on experience. Because we know that, not all police officers are corrupt and bad. There's many, many good officers who are out there risking their lives to keep our country safe, and it's important that they acknowledge them.
I have
the sort of six things that you can do, and there's been lots of interest on the site.
All right.
The different features.
Yeah, just for the sake of time, I want to throw in one more question. With the over 5,000 responses or activity you've had on the online platform, what are you then able to do? What is the plan? What are you hoping to do after receiving this? Have you been able to, assist in terms of getting the precincts themselves improve in their level of service so far?
Well, I mean, like I said, we're only sort of 3 weeks into the
brand new
pilot babies. Of our launch. So we need people to be interacting with the site. So the more people are engaging with the information, the more people that are rating their police stations, that are reporting corruption, nominating cops, the more people that engage, the more effective we can be in our intervention to address these issues.
All right, it's Zuki here talking, Kavisha. I just want to ask, so since you guys opened in February, so we only mention cases that happened in 2021 and from February, or we can report situations from last year or any older time?
Well, we'd encourage you to report from any other time as well, if that's what you prefer to do. Just because historical information is also important. That Corruption Watch, we've been collecting whistleblower reports since 2012, and you'll see in the next phase of this tool, you'll then be able to access you know, previous or older versions of whistleblower complaints. So that's important. We're allowing people to report, because then we can also see, again, it helps us with tracking and identifying where the hotspots for corruption are. So more than welcome to do that.
And we always know how attacked whistleblowers become. They become attacked. They get threats. How do you guys then protect their identity? Is there a place where someone who has a situation with the police can actually state their story and remain anonymous, or you would then reveal their identity? How do you keep them safe?
So definitely, I mean, the protection of our whistleblowers is the most important thing. The entire platform is anonymous.
Okay.
So we're not asking you for your information besides demographic information, just about the incidents of where it took place.
Okay.
I've seen numerous cases where people, after receiving horrible service, say to the person, I'm going to report you, or can I speak to your manager? Would you rather people keep quiet and then go onto the online platform, or should you now tell the person right there and then that I'm going to report you?
Well, I mean, I think what we do is that we caution the public always, especially even, you know, about information that we give the public about their rights in dealing with the police. What we must understand is that power imbalance between the police and the public. And when you are forthcoming about, oh, I know my rights, or I'm going to report you.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, the police can become aggressive and then you
just
have more harm. So we tend to advise the public to remain calm in those situations.
Okay.
And then once they're out of any type of harmful environment, to then report it. Just because you don't want to place somebody in a dangerous place. But I also think that it's important that we reduce that balance of power. And, you know, we can say that, look, I know my rights, I understand that, you know, or I know that this is, I'm receiving bad service and I am going to report you. But you do it in like a very calm way so as not to
aggressive.
In
we have to wrap up now, Kavisha. Anybody wanting to report to police online, how do they do that?
They can visit www.feza.org.za.
You said it faster than I speak. Please repeat it.
www.veza.org.za.
All right. So that is Veza. Show thyself. Veza.co.za. Thank you very much, Kavisha. Coming right up is What's on Your USB. Today we have a requester. We'll love more from Bethel with the song Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth. See you again.